Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I want to thank you for tuning in today. My name is Mike Harrison. I have a guest on the show today that is a Lifestyles Unlimited member and a lead investor here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And if you don't know what a lead investor is, I'll give you a 40,000-foot flyover. But essentially, a lead investor is one of our investors here, one of our investor members, and they will target an apartment community that they would like to purchase, and they'll assemble a business plan around that community on how they're going to run this property as a business, how they're going to increase the cash flow, how they're going to make it a better place to live, and essentially, overall, how to make it a great investment. And they'll reach out to their passive investors, and they'll say, hey, I have a property that is going to be a great business plan. It's a good fit for our strategy. Is this something that you would be interested in investing in? And he'll get responses from the passive community. And as soon as he has enough commitments to go forward and purchase the property, he'll essentially do that. Now, keep in mind, some of these properties may be $15, $20, $25 million. And this lead investor is having to pool $8, $10, $15 million from the passive to purchase it. But essentially, the lead investor does that and runs the property, maintains the property, and is the business manager of the investment. So I have one of those folks on the show today. Robert, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
I really appreciate you taking the time. Robert, as we tee this up, could you share a little bit of background about yourself?
Yeah, you bet. I've, in my entire career, been in property management, running large property management companies, apartments for other people. Kind of always thought that at some point I would be made a partner, like a law firm. And it only took me about three decades before the light bulb went off that that's not how it works in property management. So joined Lifestyles, I think, in 2017 to start being on the ownership side and doing it myself. And we've been really successful. We bought almost 2,000 units since 2017 and could not have done it without Lifestyles and the passive investors you mentioned, the education and everything else that they offer.
Well, Robert, you definitely joined Lifestyles with all the skills already in place because you had been doing management at a high level. And you're very humble. I will say this, that for you listeners out there, I want you to understand, Robert is as educated and as experienced in multifamily ownership and management as anybody you'll ever hear on this radio show. He was the president of the Fort Worth Apartment Association, the Dallas Apartment Association, the Texas Apartment Association. He's won numerous awards. The resume is second to none, I would say, in this industry. In fact, Robert, in corporate America, we had a term that we would use often called subject matter expert. And I hope you don't mind me hanging that on your shoulder as we go forward.
That's fine.
Yeah, you're definitely ground level. But before we get into the meat of the show, you had been running, literally managing thousands of doors. What was it that finally made you say, I have all the skills to go do this myself. Why don't I just do it? That's a big leap from a very, let's just say, comfy position that you had in corporate America.
I guess I just never, I understood leverage, but I never understood how to make it work. And what I mean by that is how to actually go out and get a deal and have enough money to buy a deal. I mean, I looked at other people that were doing it, thought, well, they must have rich relatives or a fund or something. But for National Apartment Association, I was the PAC chair, and I helped raise over $1 million a couple of years in a row, set new records for fundraising. So I thought, oh, I can do this on my own. I'll go out and try it.
Yeah.
Not so successful. People saw you walking in the room and they would turn and run. I'm like, oh my God, it's him asking for money again. So I had a friend, John Ridgeway, that's been in lifestyles for a long time. He kind of came up in the apartment industry with me, and he kept saying, "Robert, what are you going to live on when you retire?" And I said, "Well, my savings, my 401k, my equity in my home." He goes, "Right. So you're just hoping you don't spend all of that before you die. Your money doesn't burn off before you do." And I went, "Well, that's interesting. I never thought of that." So he started talking to me about passive income, and that's what finally had a light bulb moment for me. I'm like, I need to go attend the two-day seminar, get more educated on this. And then, I mean, you're in a room full of doctors and engineers and other people, like-minded people that are just really, really interested in trying to have financial freedom. And the short version is less than 3 years, it retired me from corporate America, which, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you the difference in the lifestyle. It's just amazing.
It's incredible that essentially within just a couple of years, you were able to retire, yet for 35 years or 30 years prior to that, you're the guy making the millions of dollars for the big management companies, for the REITs, for these large corporations that owned these multifamily properties. So you came to Lifestyles Unlimited. You knew immediately that you could take down a larger than normal property, I guess. Most first-time investors start with a 10-unit or a 20-unit. Was there any trepidation on your side to buy something larger right off the bat?
No, I mean, I was told at the time, we did a 120-unit deal was our first deal, and I was told at the time that was the biggest first-time deal, you know, for a lead doing their first deal. That was the biggest number of units. And I don't know if that meant that people admired me for that or thought I was crazy for that, but they commented on that a lot. But my perspective was, is having been in property management for so long, I didn't want to smaller deal, you know, a 30-unit or less deal where I'm getting the call at 3 in the morning saying, "Hey, the toilet's backed up."
Yeah.
I'm used to having staff and people, so if I could buy larger, I could have an on-site team that would take care of that kind of stuff. So I didn't want to regress back to that level, if I'm just being honest.
No, you're correct. I think at ground level, someone would look at it and go, "Wow, there's a new guy and he's buying 120-unit property," but really, you were bringing decades of experience and had managed much greater. So it was a smart move. My name is Mike Harrison. If you have any questions for Robert or myself regarding the market here in Dallas-Fort Worth or apartment investing, our number is 855-497-4335. We'll be right back after a short break.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. The only bus ticket worth millions.
That bus tour on Friday, was that not crazy fun? Loaded with like-minded people, loaded up with a bus full of millionaires. We rocked it. We laughed and learned and chatted and networked and had fun doing it.
Seeing the complexes in person, being able to touch it, feel it, talk to the owners.
And what they've done with them.
What they've done with them, you know. Watching a webinar, you know, seeing photos, it doesn't do it justice, you know.
No, being here is huge, yeah. And we're really excited for it. And now we're like jumping in with both feet.
To be able to go out and see 4 apartment complexes all in the same day, you know, especially when we got back and we were able to debrief and go through it all, cover it all, it really was an interesting event. And people were loving it.
You'll love it too. Come laugh, learn, and level up your apartment investing skills. Meet and debrief with Del Walmsley, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. Register at MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Mike Harrison. I have a very successful lead investor with an extreme amount of experience on the market in Dallas-Fort Worth and owning properties in general and managing large apartment communities in general. Robert's here with us today. If you have a question about investing in apartment communities, how to get started, maybe a market question for Robert, you have a subject matter expert, as we say in corporate America, here with us today, I encourage you to give us a call. Our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Or as always, email me, and I do respond personally to each and every email, and I can't tell you how much I enjoy getting emails from our listeners. AskMike@LUINC.com. That's AskMike@LU for Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc.INC.com. Robert, I want to get into the heart of the show. You sent out an email to a lot of us that are investors in apartment communities here in Dallas-Fort Worth a few months ago. And the email, to say the least, was rather intriguing, especially understanding where the email's coming from and somebody with your knowledge and experience. And I'm going to just go ahead and start reading the email. I'll read a couple of bullet points, and then I'd really like you to comment on, maybe go a little deeper into these bullets. So let me kick it off here. This is from Robert. This came out 2 months ago, and it says, I've been running large apartment management companies for over 35 years now, and I have never seen a crazy market like this. It seems similar to the news. There are two sides to every story. Some examples are, and your first bullet point is record volume of properties selling. The brokers and lenders are happy. So, Robert, on the volume side, you've never seen it this high before?
No, and I've talked to quite a few other people, even brokers, who said, yeah, this is just, the volume is crazy.
Wow, they can't, not enough apartment communities. It seems everywhere we drive, you just look out the window and you're seeing new builds as well. I mean, at some point I keep thinking, my gosh, are they overbuilding? But the market numbers tell us no, and that makes these B and C type properties more valuable. You can't build any more of those.
That's right.
Your second bullet point is cap rates in Dallas-Fort Worth of 3.5% to 4% on a lot of deals and going down daily. I briefly, just the quick version, explain what the cap rate is and what were cap rates, let's say, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. What's the trend?
I've been doing this long enough, or too long, whatever your perspective, but I remember when cap rates were 10%, 10.5%. When they got down to 6%, people said, oh, they can't go any lower than this. That's just crazy. And now, I mean, you're seeing like the deals we're looking at today are probably in the low fours. And part of it's a function of the pricing that's going up so high, because it's really just a formula of dividing the income of the property into the sales price, and the answer to that is the cap rate. So as the prices go up, that cap rate just gets lower and lower. But you're seeing so much money, like in DFW, coming in from the coast, California, the East Coast, where to them, these prices are super cheap. So pricing has just gone through the roof for these apartments. I used to probably look at 20 deals before I found one that kind of interested me. And now I'm looking at more like 70 to 80 deals, because a lot of them you look at and just go, this makes no economic sense. So when you find one, I call it a purple unicorn in this market, because when you find one that still makes sense, you're like, did I do my numbers wrong? Because this makes such sense. So
yeah,
we bought one last year during the pandemic when I was not looking, but it was somebody that owned a lot of office space, and they were in a cash crunch, so they needed to liquidate their apartment. So we got a great deal on that one, and then have one now that we're looking at. So there's always stuff to buy. You just have to be really diligent and know what you're looking for.
Hey, and it doesn't help or it doesn't hurt knowing a lot of people in the community, and also as far as the lenders goes. I'm sure that goes to your advantage. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't know about these deals at all if it weren't for the brokers and stuff presenting them to me. So absolutely.
Nice. So essentially, the properties are going, they're getting more and more expensive, and the way you value this, that you value it as a business. So you say, okay, this business had an operating income of X, and then you multiply that by a factor, and typically you get the value of the property. But because these properties are just shooting up, everyone's pouring their money into these fixed assets, that's what's compressing the cap rates. Let's move into your next bullet point. You say, short-term bridge loans typically being the only loans that come even close to working, and that is if you can cash out of them when they come due in a couple of years. Talk a little bit about that. What is a bridge loan, and what happened to the standard loans?
So bridge loans are kind of like a construction loan in the sense that, you know, you take out a three-year loan and you're saying, I'm going to get the valuation on this property, this asset, up to this level to be able to cash out of that loan, pay off that loan, and then either sell the property or refinance it with permanent financing at that point. So it's kind of a, they're at lower, more attractive interest rates. They don't have the penalties for paying off the loan early because it's a short-term loan. So it gives you a lot more flexibility to go into a deal and do the value add upgrades on it, raise the rent, and then get financing in the future. So, I mean, there was an article in the Dallas Morning News a couple of days ago that in the second quarter of this year, DFW rental rates increased over 7% year over year. So, I mean, we're seeing phenomenal rent growth here, which is really crazy. I don't know if it's pent-up demand after the pandemic of 18 months, but
yeah,
there's something like 1,000 people a day moving into DFW. When you drive on the highways, every car, every third car is from out of state.
Yeah.
So it's just expanding here like crazy. And as you mentioned, you can't build B and C apartments anymore. The A apartments that they are building, their price points because of construction costs, land costs, et cetera, are so much higher. Their rents are so much higher than the B's that there's such a gap for workforce housing that it's just a really good tranche to be in.
Yeah, we're absolutely seeing this. And I'm not sure. I mean, everyone knows people are coming to Texas, but people are, let me exaggerate this. People, we have the equivalent of an Arlington, Texas, right? And there's 400,000 people that are coming here every year. And that's in between what I call the triangle area. The, if you drew a line from Dallas to Houston to San Antonio to Austin, that whole interior is filling in. There's just literally hundreds of thousands of people that are coming here. And if they can't find workforce housing, their only choices is either a Class A property at $1,500, $2,000 a month, but their income says they'd rather be at $1,400, $1,500, $1,600 a month. That's tough to find right now. And I can tell you, I still own some houses. I get calls all the time asking if there's vacancy. So yeah, you're right, Robert. Rent's going up. B and C properties are harder to come by. And the loans, the bridge loans, is another issue to deal with. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll continue this discussion on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. If you'd like to call our show today, our number is 855-497-4335, or you can always email me, askmike@luinc.com. I've got a guest on the show today, Robert. Robert is a lead investor with Lifestyles Unlimited. He also has over 35 years of management experience within multifamily properties. But how did we all start? Well, if you want to see what we do, how we do it, try to understand our methodologies, you need to start with a free workshop. That's how I started 7 years ago, 8 years ago. Now, where do you find that? Well, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. It's not a webinar. It's not a video. It is live participation. Ask questions. Sit there with your spouse, your neighbor, your friend. Feel free to look at what we do. And if you say, yes, I want to become a real estate investor, Well, then you take the next step. And both Robert and myself have both done this. That's at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. You can sign up and join the Lifestyles Unlimited membership, GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. I'll tell you this, if you use the promo code SAVEBIG, S-A-V-E-B-I-G, that will decrease the cost from $740 annually. You'll get 2 years for $297. For $297, you can get a wealth of knowledge, access to our education piece, access to our vendor list. You get to attend our two-day, 16-hour seminar on how to invest in real estate. And once you go through that seminar, you're ready to go. So, Robert, let's get back into what we were talking about. You had sent out an email a while back to a group of us that are passive investors in multifamily communities here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and you had a ton of bullet points, and it's dizzying what's going on in our industry. It's not just one item. It's several items hitting us at one time, which is making this an incredibly unique time period. But your next bullet point was proposed tax code changes could cripple our industry. Let's talk about that.
So, I mean, you're following the news. Some of the stuff that Biden is proposing is doing away with or changing capital gains, taxes increasing on, doing away with a lot of other things that really benefit real estate. And I honestly hate to date myself, but I started in the business back in like 85. And in 1986, Congress did a huge tax reform. Back then we called it tax deform.
Yeah.
Because they totally changed the laws overnight. People have been investing in apartments and syndicating on under the rules that were in place. Well, instead of Congress in its infinite wisdom, saying we're going to stop that going forward, they changed it overnight. And long story short, it was like pulling the chairs out from everybody, and the music stopped. And it bankrupted a lot of people. It crashed values. The RTC was formed, a government agency to take in all these assets from the banks and sell them at dirt cheap prices. So that was, to that bullet point, that was my concern, that if Congress were dumb enough to do something that draconian again, it could have a big impact on real estate. I just have to believe that there's enough common sense, and I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but common sense in Congress, that they're not going to let some of this stuff happen. And it's starting to sound like that is, hopefully going to be the case, that some of the burden on some stuff won't happen.
I see a little bit of resistance against this, but to tell you the truth, if you were to get rid of the 1031, get rid of capital gains and make everything basically taxed at income tax levels, and get rid of the stepped up basis, right? So many families pass their properties and their land down to their heirs over and over and over. You'd wipe out the middle class. It would literally, if they did all three of those, it would crush millions of people. And they either understand that, which would make it sinister, or they don't understand that because they're just politicians and they shoot from the hip and they make these decisions. But what I'd have to say over this is you want to be part of a group that can help you navigate through the water, so to speak, if any of these were to be implemented. A lot of people are going to get hurt, but the people that are going to survive, they're going to find opportunity in it. And if you're part of a savvy real estate investment group, you're continuously educating yourself, you're continuously sharing knowledge and ideas with others, you're going to find a way through this. So, again, we live in interesting times, right?
Yeah, the perfect example of that is what I mentioned earlier is that last year we had a seller, an owner of a property that owned offices and was just bleeding cash. So
yeah.
He was in a desperate situation to sell his apartments. Well, because of the contacts we had made, the brokerage community and all the stuff that the team have been able to put together, I was made aware of that opportunity, and it was one you just had to be there and ready to jump on. So we got an incredible deal, an incredible valuation when most people were frozen and saying, I don't know what the economy's doing. I don't know what the election's going to be doing come November. I'm not doing anything. So there's always opportunity. You just have to be there and be ready for it because somebody's going to be making money no matter what.
Yeah. You make your own luck, right? So, Robert, you had your team in place. You were prepared, ready to act. And when they needed somebody to kind of come in and save the ship, so to speak, they needed cash. You were right there. And that that is a fantastic deal. I'll tell you that, knowing that firsthand. So with your next bullet point, it talks about the prices of these properties, how they're going up. It says DFW deals that were selling around $110,000 a door a year ago are now going for $100,000 to $170,000 a door. Have you seen the gap between B's and C's and A's tightening as a result, or is there still some space in there, or what's happening?
There's a huge gap between the what I call workforce housing, the B's and the C's, and the A's. And that's something I always look for, because in the 80s, it was crazy. I was working for a developer, and it got, he wouldn't allow this, but all our competition on new properties were offering 2 months free on a 6 month lease. Think about that. Not a year lease, a 6 month lease. And most people then were turning in the keys back to the lenders because that doesn't make any economic sense. So we saw that kind of craziness going on back then. And what that ended up doing was making their rents compress, obviously, and get closer to the B rents. Well, then the B rent properties had to lower their rents. And it was just a downhill landslide for everybody at that point. So I've really watched that gap ever since between A's and B's. And there's still a very big gap between the new properties, not necessarily by their choice. Like I said, land costs, construction costs are so high. They have to have rents at a certain level to sustain. So that gap between them and that workforce housing is still very large, which is why you're seeing 7% and higher rent increases on the B's. And we've got properties where over the last 3 years, we've increased the rents over 10% a year each year and are still staying full with low delinquencies because there's such a shortage and a demand for quality housing.
Yeah, there's a shortage. So the A's, I'm just thinking out loud here, as these construction costs go up, as these land costs go up, they're having to justify a higher rent. And I'm sure some of these are in the 2,000 plus range. Is there any thought to what if they can't fill that thing up? What happens if they're having to decrease their rents? Does that put pressure anywhere else on us?
It would if that gap weren't so wide. I think the gap is big enough that even if that, you know, were to happen, they'd be okay. Because I've got friends that operate new development A properties, like in Midtown, mid-rises, high-rises, really nice luxury stuff. And they're having to do some concession on the front end to lease up the properties, but I haven't seen it have any impact on the B's.
Okay, yeah, good to know. Well, we'll leave it at that. We'll be right back after a short break and continue this discussion with Robert. We're talking about the market here in Dallas-Fort Worth, crazy times that we're in, and how to navigate it and find the opportunities. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. I appreciate you taking the time to tune in. If you miss any part of this show, you know you can always find us at the Lifestyles Unlimited website. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button. You will see this show and all the other shows there. You'll find Del Walmsley shows that he does. You'll find the ones that Andy Webb does. You'll also find the ones that Al Gordon does. So it's more than just this beautiful voice coming at you on Sunday mornings. We've got a wealth of hosts doing a show all over the country 5 days a week. And again, you can find that at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button there. There is a search bar at the bottom. If you scroll all the way down and you want my show specifically, just type in Mike Harrison. Or if there's a certain subject, passive investing, type that in. You'll see the shows that pertain to that. Taxes. Type that in. So you can use those buzzwords to tailor these shows and the podcast to the information that you're seeking. Now, speaking of information, we have got the expo is coming up September 3rd and 4th. This is the largest event of its kind in the country. That's Labor Day weekend. It's going to be right here in Irving, Texas. It's the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Expo. You want to see like-minded individuals. You want to meet lead investors just like Robert. He'll be there. You want to see how we take a lot of breakout classes. You can meet the Lifestyles Unlimited mentors. You can take classes on various subjects. We'll have those breakout sessions there. But how do you sign up? That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And if you'd like to save $97 off any pass or package, enter the promo code Mike. M-I-K-E, and that's in all capitals. Part of what we do at that expo the day before, we actually have a multifamily master's tour, which you can sign up, and you can get a pass for the master's tour. What is the master's tour? Well, you're going to get on a bus, and you're going to go see four properties, four apartment communities that are run by lead investors, and they're going to show you everything, how they run the property, what the property was like prior to purchasing, what the business plan is. You get to walk the property, see the units. It's very hands-on, very informative. Robert, I did it a couple years ago here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and you had a property on that tour, and I understand you have another property on this tour. From your perspective, what can the participants expect at the Multifamily Masters Tour?
You know, it's kind of like the old saying, the picture is worth a thousand words. A lot of this is kind of theoretical and all the education. But to go out and actually be able to see and touch the brick and mortar and actually see the property and see the level of experience of these leads that are running these deals and the passion they have for it and the difference they're making in these residents' lives. I mean, through the services that are being offered, the quality housing they're doing, it really gets you charged up because it's a really cool deal. And I always like getting on the bus before we tour the property and asking, are any of my investors in this property here? And, you know, 5, 10, 15 people will raise their hands. And that's the first time they've gotten to see what they invested in. So it's really cool for me to see them and for them to get to actually see their investment. So it's just a really, really neat deal.
It's impactful. I remember going with my wife and walking it with her and she got a lot out of it. I mean, we're walking the landscape, the grounds, the parking lot. You're seeing the patios where the residents live. But again, for you listeners that are not members of Lifestyles Unlimited, we're not just buying apartment communities. We are best product, best price. We make the best place to live in that market for the best price. And that means incredible service. That means a clean, safe place to live, a functional place to live. That means amenities for the residents, and you can see that hands-on at the Master's Tour. And again, one of the properties that will be highlighted is Robert's property, one of Robert's property. How many communities do you have now, Robert?
We have five right now.
Five and just over 2,000 doors, right?
Yeah, and the one that's going to be on the tour is a 360-unit deal in Bedford. That's the one that I mentioned earlier that we bought last year during the pandemic.
Wow, that's a big property, too. You typically don't see 300-plus very often. So, nice. Well, hopefully some people listening will participate, and they'll get to go see that property. So, Robert, let's continue on with that email you sent out with some points discussing just how crazy the market is. Two bullet points here. I'll just read them. No need to comment. I think everybody knows these. Dallas-Fort Worth leads the nation in job growth. Dallas-Fort Worth leads the nation in population growth. Yes to both of those. Then your next bullet point is Texas property taxes continue to spike even during a pandemic. And then you have parentheses, see sales price per door above. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel on property taxes, Robert?
I wish I could say yes. Sadly, that's the consequence of the sales prices going up so much, is that the tax authorities are knowing what things are selling for and are saying, well, stuff all around you sold for this, so they're raising taxes accordingly. The frustrating thing is like, especially last year, it was like we're in the middle of a pandemic. We have eviction moratoriums. Our incomes are going down on a lot of properties. And yet, right, you government are still, in your infinite wisdom, raising our taxes. You know, everybody else is having to tighten their belt, and yet government is taking in even more money from us. So, I mean, it was pretty frustrating.
Yeah, they're squeezing us as owners. The cities are seeing this as a money grab, right? If everything's going to appreciate, let's tax it, make sure we're taxing it accordingly. But at the same time, our government is saying, hey, you can't kick out people that don't pay their rent, whether they're having a crisis or not. And some people truly are in desperate straits, and we're offering help to those folks. But there's always that group that's just going to ride along and say, hey, I don't have to pay my rent, and they can't kick me out.
And fortunately, we're not in a California situation where the state went to the landlords and said, well, if we'll pay you your rent if you'll agree to take 80% of it.
Yeah.
Instead of the full rent. So thank goodness we don't have that kind of government going on.
Yeah, that's basically confiscation of property. They're making you house up somebody and for less than, and if you're only taking 80%, you're not paying everything that needs to be paid. See, you know, the discussion about the property taxes above, the utilities are going up, everything associated with ownership's going up. So, continuing on, we have this point. There's a critical shortage of housing, especially in Dallas-Fort Worth. We talked about that. But here's one. The cost of construction materials are driving new construction prices through the roof, meaning the spread between owning a home and rentals is widening, which gives more room for rent increases. Robert, would you touch on that one for me?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure everybody's been reading about how like lumber prices have gone through the roof, and a sheet of plywood that might have cost, say $17, $18 a year ago is $90-something dollars now.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Construction costs have just gone through the roof, and we're seeing in the subdivisions that are being built near us that and these are spec homes, that the builder won't put a contract on the home and sell it to someone until 30 days or less before they're done with it, because they don't know what their all-in costs are going to be until the very end. So they're not locking into a price. So those prices just keep going up and up and up, even on these starter homes. And same thing on new construction for apartments. As we mentioned earlier, the rents just keep having to go up to justify their cost on,
yep,
on construction and development.
Yeah, it's supply and demand 101. If you're going to raise the cost of the asset, well, we've got to raise the cost of the rent to pay everything associated with that asset. And it's just a factor that's going to continue occurring until these prices stabilize. I mean, I think steel has tripled. Get ready for $4 and $5 gas. And you know that everything associated with that, everything rides on a truck, right? So everything around us is going to go up, which brings us to the next bullet point. Wages have not kept up with housing expenses. Does that at some point put a cap on rents? What do you think there, Robert?
That is honestly my biggest concern, even more than taxes and insurance increases that we've been seeing, is that do you ever get to a point where somebody that's making, throwing out a number, $20 an hour is like, look, I'm already paying 50, 60, 65% of what I make just in rent. I don't have enough money for school supplies, for food, whatever. Do they get so pinched that there ends up being rental rate, a cap on how much you can increase rent?
Yeah.
But since I even sent that out a couple of months ago, I mean, I think what you're seeing is that wages have been going up. So I think they always seem to trail, but I do think you're seeing them moving upwards. So that takes off some of that concern for me.
Yeah. Well, Robert, we're winding down here, and what you've accomplished within 4 years of being a member at Lifestyles Unlimited is phenomenal, and you've done a fantastic job. I really appreciate your wisdom. You're throwing this information out quarterly, and I want to thank you for coming on the show today. But briefly, what would you say to someone listening right now, and they're considering starting this path? What advice could you share with them to get started?
I wish I'd done it 5, 10 years earlier, but go to the free seminar, doesn't cost you anything to listen. The education that Lifestyles offers, the teamwork and friends you meet are unparalleled. It's worth your time.
Excellent. Robert, thanks again. My friends, I want you to remember I'm dead serious when I say it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. My name's Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.